Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
And tonight, exciting subject, all that we see is not all that there is. We're going to talk about parallel universes. And
that's exciting.
Oh, it's so damned exciting, I can't even see straight. So this really lights me up. I mean, really lights me up. So, which really probably accounts for the fact that I'm not having sex. So, obviously, all of my focus has gone into other things. Show dedication tonight is for all of us to add our energy and magic to as quick a solution as we can find, and they're out there in our parallel universes, for the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico and the quick transition from marine and mammal life that's being affected.
Well, here, here.
Yeah, we don't want them suffering. And my only comment about this is that Halliburton strikes again. That was a Halliburton deal. And I did send out in the show announcement, there was a thing by Eric Francis where he'd done a lot of investigation about what had gone on there, and that was actually an arms dump in that area.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No.
Uh-huh. And unexploded munitions, and very upsetting. And, you know, I'm going to throw in here something, and I'm going to write to Eric and tell him. I actually met two men in Las Vegas who were very infamous. This is many years ago when I was in real estate, my other lifetime. And they were very famous here in town. I didn't know, I was taken to a meeting with them. I didn't really know what it was. And they were actually discussing the fact that they had a contract with the federal government, and they had been dumping nuclear waste in the oceans in metal cans.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, and oil drums. So for those of you that are, you know, eating fish, please bear that in mind, that those drums by now have rusted. And, I mean, not that we don't have enough pollution already, but that's the way that they were getting rid of nuclear waste at the time. And these people were of the, I mean, needless to say, I didn't have anything else to do with them after hearing that. But, and then I found out who they really were, Lord.
And they continued after that?
I honestly do not know. They were very highly connected, and yeah, I don't want to go into any massive detail here, but I'll just say that they were talking about the contract that they had and actually laughing about it. And when I heard that, I just went absolutely ice cold inside. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I ever had another piece of fish until now. And right now it's only salmon. So, you know, I allow myself some tuna once in a while, but boy, I have to choke it down. So, and I don't know how, you know, I didn't ask. I was just so overwhelmed with the information. I didn't even know what to do with it. Hmm. All I could think of is how much corruption there was for something like that to be allowed. So anyway, let's talk about our new moon. New moon going in tonight. In fact, it's already just hit, I believe, in Taurus. And so we're going to have sun and moon in Taurus both. Just a few suggestions. I'm just going to quote these. This is something that just came in. Do things that increase your sense of self-worth. Get away from other people's drama and intensely focus on your own life. Become preoccupied with fulfilling interests, hobbies, long-term goals. Find ways to diminish...
We're always in that, Jackie.
Oh, God, I know. Find ways to diminish fear and generate more moments of relaxation and contentment. Vow to be dedicated to your life's work. Develop your ideas fully before sharing them. And take time to slowly fill out your work so you're proud of what you've accomplished. Also, new moon, this is the time to set intentions. Always very powerful for new intentions. And after tonight's show, you may really want to do that. Then I'm just gonna, this was a very funny piece, and I thought I'd share this before we get into the heavy stuff. This is from, oh God, it was so funny. Leonard Jacobson is the website, leonardjacobson.com. And the title is, I'm fed up with all this enlightenment. Question, I'm filled up with this enlightenment, God-searching, question-asking, never-ending, be-what-you-are business. Dead words of holy men are flying like flies out of my ears. And here I'm writing this question to you, is there any end to this bullshit? Leonard's answer, to be fully present in the moment puts an end to the bullshit, at least for the moment that you are present. When you're fully present, you come out of the mind, and all questions and answers disappear. All that's left is silence and the isness of now. It is moment to moment. You do not have to fully be fully present all the time, but you must be present enough so that silence and presence is the very foundation of who you are and the very foundation of your life. You must be able to enter into or return to the deepest levels of presence whenever you choose. You know that the present moment is the truth of life and that everything else is an illusion. That does not mean that you cannot play in the illusion. It's just that you no longer regard it as the truth of life. If you find it difficult to remain present, or if you find it difficult to return to presence, it means that you're caught in the world of the mind. There are a number of possibilities you may have to attend to in order to free yourself. First, some healing of the past may be necessary, and this can include painful or traumatic experiences from childhood and sometimes even from past lives. Second, maybe that you have to allow some very old repressed emotions to surface into conscious expression in a way that is unconditionally loving, allowing, and accepting of those feelings. Third, possibility is that you will have to stop believing in your own memories, thoughts, concepts, opinions, imaginings, and beliefs. They are not the truth. Only silence is the truth, and only that which arises out of or exists within silence is the truth. That includes everything that is truly of this moment. Fourth possibility is that you'll have to bring consciousness to your fears, desires, and attachments. Just bringing them to consciousness with the intention of not acting upon them or believing in them will release you more and more into the present moment. Even the desire for enlightenment will keep you out of the present moment. Love that one. Fifth possibility is that you may have to refine your relationship with your own ego.
Oh, that now, old thing.
Yeah, remember this one, because as we get into some of this information tonight, your ego is going to scream bloody murder, just preparing you. The ego is a powerful obstacle to being present, and it will only relax and surrender and allow you to be more fully present when certain conditions are met. The ego feeds on judgment and rejection. So any judgment of it or attempt to get rid of it simply strengthens it. You'll have to enter into a relationship of unconditional love and acceptance with the ego if you want to be liberated from it. This is paradoxical and a very subtle part of the awakening process. I hope that my words do not become dead words flying out of your ears like flies. On the other hand, if enough words fly out of your ears, perhaps you will be left in silence. Anyway, I thought that was absolutely precious. So, the History Channel, again, the team has really been guiding me. I did not watch this. It was recorded. I don't know how it got recorded. I've now come to the conclusion I know nothing.
It means you're getting older.
Oh, that's what it is. A little bit of senility.
I was thinking more like, the wonderful sages that say the older I get, the less I really know.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, I'll go with that one. This is called Parallel Universes. So for any of you who want to the only thing you can do with this one is to order the DVD. It's brand new, so it's not in any of the Universe series that are out, series 1, 2, 3, and 4. You have to go on to the HistoryChannel.com website and search Parallel Universes, put it into the search engine, and it will come up. This is a brilliant piece. I can't tell you how mesmerized I was by this, because this is stuff that I've heard, I've known, I've believed, I've experienced pieces of it. This is the first time that it's been brought forth in ways that, for everybody, it changes everything that we know in so many ways. And so it's one of those things that you want to add to your library. I would recommend it. When I watched it with my son the first time with him, 30 minutes in, I saw something that is what the team does in terms of going through the membrane and so on. And I stopped it for a moment so I could just kind of take it in and integrate it all and understood in soul liftings what we're really doing for the first time. I really got it, and which I'm kind of always the last to know. So at any rate, and my son said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm integrating this because blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, did I interrupt?" And he said, "Mom, you lost me at 8:05. We started watching at 8 o'clock. He said, "This is really some complex stuff." And I said, "It is, but it's not. I mean, what it does, and it's, again, the negative ego is going to have a hell of a time with it." They talk about the four different types of universes. The most important part of all of this, okay, level one universes, same time, same space, but in a higher dimension. And the fact that there are an enormous number of spaces that we can't see, and infinite copies of us. Now, they touched on this in What the Bleep Do We Know? I don't know if you remember that movie, Veronica.
I do. I sure do, yeah.
Okay, but they touched on it there. They kind of played with it in the basketball court, you know, where he was everywhere at the same time.
So when you say infinite copies of us, you mean of us as specific individuals?
As individuals.
Wow.
And when they talk about infinite numbers of us, I mean infinite, just like the word says. Same life or slightly different. They went into how we live in a giant cosmic bubble. Now, this goes back to what Adrian and John Mack, right after John died, they took me out that night and showed me all this thing about the bubbles. And I was so excited because I was sure I was going to remember everything that they taught me that night. That was, to me, the most exciting experience of my life. I woke up the next morning and all I could see was a bubble and how you could peek inside the bubble. And then they go into, we live in a giant cosmic bubble, okay? Now, of course, they've determined that the universe is actually flat or slightly curved rather than we think of it as being, you know, any number of ways. But what they're looking at is this is physics before Genesis. And so the theories now, E equals MC squared, and the new, what they call the M theory, fight each other. They don't agree at all. And it was really cute because they showed this thing of the cat and mouse chasing each other, you know, like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. But this whole thing is completely blown apart. The scientists that are working this, and of course, Michio Kaku is always right in the middle of this stuff. He's just brilliant and a precious guy. Beautiful soul. And he and John Mack were very close friends. But what they're talking about now is that these bubbles, which are universes, are in bubbles, collide, creating other universes over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, so that we have an infinite number of universes. An infinite number. So I'm looking at all this, and they go into the level three, which are universes right here, right now, in an infinite number of different dimensions, okay? And they went into what they call the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which is that photons must be at least two places at one time. And so this is all based on photons and so on, and Bob will understand this better than I do. What I'm really, and they talk so much about the string particles, what's fascinating to me is that so many of what people are perceiving to be UFOs are being photographed, are the new string particles that they're discovering that have this kind of curve to them and so on that's different than anything they've seen before. And so we're actually seeing representations of them in space, and we're perceiving them to be ships, so they're huge string particles. And I think they're messages to us, to be very honest. That's my take on it. Every time we make a decision to go right or left while walking down the street, we split into two different realities. So every small decision we make, we're constantly splitting off into different realities. Now, I always believed that whenever we came to a choice or a crossroads, that we split off into different realities. I did not realize that even to the point of making a decision whether to go right or left, we were creating, okay, or splitting off into different realities. And they made a statement that I thought was so phenomenal, and they said, a tiny quantum thought changes the whole world. Now, this is going to change the way that we think about how powerful we are all over the place.
What's a quantum thought?
Well, they don't go into description, but a quantum thought to me would be anything that has to do with universal principles, what has to do with changing something, let's say, like the oil spill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That we want to change that to a quantum. In other words, we could actually slip into another universe that didn't experience the oil spill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this goes on. Every event imagined ended in a different way in every universe. Now think about that. So we'll go to every major event, okay? Killing of Kennedy, the life of Christ, whatever we want to talk about here, the ending of Atlantis, anything. 9/11, okay? Every event.
2012.
Yes, ended in a different way in a different universe. Now, my own higher self, I was hypnotized once and they talked with my higher self, and we were talking about the Christ lifetime. And my higher self came through and said, you don't understand, there was more than one ending. They didn't go into all of the reasons why there was more than one ending. But, for me, it's like all these puzzle pieces are falling into place. The impossible is probable in a parallel universe. Think about that one. So, everything is probable in a parallel universe. Everything, without exception. Anything that can happen, has happened in some other space and time. I just sat with all of these and went, oh my gosh. Parallel universes are right in your living room.
Hmm.
Now, this one I love because they actually showed a dinosaur walking through somebody's living room. And I want to talk about something here because this is going to be coming up a lot with children and animals. One of our great friends, Laura, has a daughter who's really sees. And she's been very disturbed in a house. And interestingly enough, wherever Laura has lived, she's had these experiences and thought that she was bringing them with her. And I think more than that, I think that what's happened, and Laura also has an incredible ability to see multiple dimensions. So there's been a big quandary about the home that she lives in because there'll be times when her daughter will look outside and say, well, I see these warriors coming across or this coming across. But what she's really doing is seeing other dimensions. Hmm. And rather than where she lives being a portal necessarily, what she's seeing is what other people don't see but exists regardless. Just because we don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Right.
So her daughter is disturbed by all of this, but regardless of where she moves, she's going to have these experiences because she has the ability to see. Coming to peace with that is understanding that those dimensions can't touch her. Their levels of sensitivity are such that they may feel some emotion when they experience them or even feel going into certain rooms and so on, but the energies are there regardless. I find this very fascinating because animals, and I have so many experiences, I'm sure you do too, Veronica, where animals are responding and seeing things. And I had one today with one of my dear people, and her baby, who is part human, part ET for sure, and always fascinated by the skylight, and she's all of 2 months old, and she watched her daughter try to communicate and make mouth movements and things that were not normal to this baby. And she was looking up at the skylight and grabbed her mom's fingers and tried to pull herself up and communicate. And the mom just stopped.
2 months old.
Yeah, she just freaked out. She was like, oh, my God. And I said, you know, well, she can talk.
So when you said that Laura's daughter sees different dimensions, but they are different dimensions and they can't touch her, but she could go to them, could she not?
Well, the thing I think that what I found so fascinating about this is that it's empowering for her. She could. It's empowering for her not to. In other words, if she doesn't respond to them, she's not going to move into those dimensions. So
she doesn't have
really
to be victimized by them.
That's right. There you go. Better word. I like that. Hmm. And in other words, it's happening all the time around us anyway. And, you know, how many people talk about, you know, something out of the corner of their eye and this and that and the other thing, and we don't know what we're almost seeing. Level 4 universes, the laws of physics are different, and we can be alive and dead at the same time. And I just sat there and went, whoa. So we can be alive in a number of universes and dead in some. And I have had this feeling that a part of me did die when I had the near-death experience. And I've also had, and I want to talk about some of these because they're so interesting to me, some of the feelings of dread that some of us have had at different times going through these last, well, 6-8 months, you know, of having this really bizarre thoughts or fear thoughts that we don't even know where they're coming from, can actually be bleed-throughs from these other versions of us.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
And I've also had this really strong feeling. I have this person I'm very, very connected to, but I could not be with in this lifetime. We would have killed each other. And but there is this tremendous love for us. And the idea of, since I made a choice to leave, that there's a version of us that went on that's together makes perfect sense to me because the connection is so strong. And so many times we think this about people when we meet them and have this incredible sensing of, you know, I know them, I've been with them, I'm whatever, but we may be with them in another universe.
Can we actually make that shift? I mean, our consciousness.
Can we, well, we're going to start playing with it because I think that that's the next level.
I'm up for that.
To me, that is like, well, talk about new frontier. I'm all over that.
Mm-hmm, you bet. I'm here too. I was like, come on, let's go.
Okay. So, you know, again, this feeling of impending doom or danger can be coming from these other experiences. Now, Lazarus has talked about that there's a series of four worlds and four worlds and four worlds. Now, whether or not he was talking about a series of four types of universes, he never said four types of universes or anything, but if you look at there's what they've discovered is four different types of universes, okay? Not four universes, but four different types, okay? Then, you know, there may be some correlation between what he has talked about in the past and what, because basically I really believe, and I'm thrilled to hear what the team has to say tonight, but I believe that probably we have not been ready to know all of this because I don't think we were ready to integrate it up until now. Because it's pretty mind-boggling when you really sit with it. And when you watch this program and you see it visually, is very exciting stuff. It's just like, oh, yeah, I've got another so anyway, what do we do with all of this? You know, and think about how powerful this can be for everybody. Every time you change your mind, you can align with a different reality.
And this is part of the shift, isn't it, to make this available to people?
Absolutely. I mean, this is where these changes, when you look at the scientists who are talking about this, and you can see, and Michio Kaku is so animated, so he's always the most fun to watch, how it's just completely boggling everybody's mind. Because now, you know, the laws of physics that they've operated are, you know, don't match the ones they have to use over here. Everything is different, and all possibilities are so expanded that there's no limitation to them. Okay? And so, and when you think about our universe and another universe, those membranes, and this is what really hit me, because in the soul lifting, you know, we go through that membrane to a parallel dimension. When those membranes collide, they create other universes. They literally bubble off, almost like giving birth. Some of them create explosions. Some of them just bubble off and split like cells. And when you watch this in an animated form, you're just like, oh, my God. but it does take reality creation to a totally different level, and it becomes really exciting because then you start thinking, okay, we've all heard this one. Every time you have a thought, it lands somewhere. But you never really knew where it went. Haven't you heard that, Veronica?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you think about the fact that there are all these versions of you, and every time you have a thought, it's going to land in one of those parallel dimensions, universes, with a version of you, it's pretty damn scary. Okay?
It is, actually.
The negative thoughts. So, a cute example of this today is one of my clients wrote me and said, I just got out of a New York cab and I had my wallet. It's a very wealthy woman. And she left her wallet in the cab. Would you please send support? She texted me from her phone. And she happened to have a session later today. Well, she texted me back within 30 minutes. She had her wallet, you know, she knew where the wallet was. She was on her way to get it. And they actually turned it in, which is very rare in New York. For anybody who's ever lived there, they know this one. And she got it back intact. That's very, it was so rare. So what she did, though, is the moment it happened, she decided it was coming back to her. And she, you know, it was so clear that she switched to a universe where it did come back to her. She switched to that dimension and absolutely created it within a, she could have gone the other way. Oh, God, I'll never see it again. Boom, over here. Now, we talk about reality creations all the time. Okay? So, you know, Lazarus talks about the tools of reality creation, okay? Beliefs, attitudes, choices, decisions, thoughts, feelings, and expectations. Well, when you go into those with great intensity, okay, including visualizations, in essence, you're creating. Now, you're going to create somewhere. You may not create right in your space yet. Then all you have to do is align with that creation, which is that expectation piece. Even Abraham has talked about this, that when you put out, it was in The Secret, when you work with creative visualization and you really put emotion into it and you're really there with it, you've created it. All you have to do is wait for it to come in. That's the way she says it. It's a little bit more simplified metaphysics. But in essence, when you add this component to it, it really makes a lot more sense. You're going to create it for yourself somewhere. Unfortunately, you can also create negative realities all over the place, too. With every negative thought and every negative expectation. So you may not only be experiencing them here, but you can be experiencing them other places.
So we need a GPS for all these other places.
Huh?
We need a GPS for all these other places.
Oh, my God. Now, here's the thing that I want to say about the ego here. The ego, and I now know why we've done so much work with the ego, because the ego is going to scream bloody murder. When you think about the ego, is not going to be really thrilled about the idea of all these other versions of themselves, of yourself, okay, because they won't feel in control.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons I read that piece from Leonard, whatever his name was, he's absolutely adorable, about
it was very good.
About Leonard Jacobson, about befriending the negative ego, okay, and working with a negative ego so that it doesn't work against you when you're doing your work in terms of reality creations. I think that this is so damned exciting. It's really about aligning and setting your intention to align with the reality that you most want to experience, because it exists out there somewhere. It's already there. It's already there. So when you do creative visualizations loaded with emotion, all you're doing is aligning with that reality that already exists. We've talked about these principles before, but I mean, here it is in more scientifically put together, and I'm just like, oh, yes. I mean, to me, it just feels very, very exciting. But it also, okay, you know, the question for me is, you know, why would there be so many versions of ourselves? And all of this, you know, you start thinking about all the universes, all the versions of you, everywhere. And you know, you can't really understand the mind of God, and that's what science has been looking for forever. You know, if we could just get, as Stephen Hawking says it, you know, if we could just get here, we'll understand the mind of God. Good luck. however, from a soul perspective, if you can imagine all those versions of you having experiences and how expanded you are as a being, and, I mean, that gets really exciting. Now, it also expands the idea of healing. And I know in the invocation that we do, it's always about parallel realities. I never really got the reason until now. I knew that there were some parallel realities. I didn't think there were this many. So, I don't know. Again, it's called parallel reality. The universe, or you can just plug in parallel realities into thehistorychannel.com, go onto their website. I think it's $24.95. They don't have it available for download that I could find. But it's a brilliant, brilliant piece. definitely worth having if you're of that mind, if you want to explore beyond the known. That's really exciting stuff. So I'll bring in the team. anyway, it doesn't take much. Huh?
I'm excited.
I think so too. I mean, you know, maybe we're just nerds, Veronica.
According to the team, we've both been scientists that forgot to wash our faces some other time.
Well, now see, I would believe that all over the place, and you know, which of course, why you're with Bob. So you know, I'll probably find somebody who's going to lock themselves in the basement too. So. Okay. I think that's the only people that really understand it. All right. Well, you're having fun now, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Wonderful to talk with you.
Oh, wonderful to be with all of you. And we're very excited now that some of this information is coming forward as you are finally opening and capable of taking it in without walking around with your eyes spinning around and your hair standing straight on end. Now, for some of you, this is going to be too much information, and you'll think it's all silly and not important. For some of you, you'll be fascinated. It's not going to resonate for everyone, and we want you to be aware of that. And if it doesn't, that's all right. That's all right. Not everyone wants to know everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. We want you to be aware of that so that nobody feels like they're being left behind. If it's, you know, not something that excites you, oh, don't, you know, order it and watch it and try to force yourself, you know. That's not the answer. Follow what excites you, people. You know, if crystals excite you and flowers and other things, be there with them. All right? Don't worry about the other things. You'll get there soon enough. You'll get there your way, your version. But we want to say that right off the top here, because we don't want people to feel that they must follow a certain way in order to find answers, because not everybody necessarily is searching for answers. But this is a very exciting time, and it's only the beginning. So, for those of you that want to take it all in and listen to it and learn it and watch it over and over, which you probably will, because it's too much to take in one sitting, let yourselves digest it. Don't go crazy with it in terms of, because we do understand in terms of monitoring every thought and feeling and emotion, eventually you will be doing that, all of you. You know, that's part of the where you're going. More integrated, more higher self in, and you will be able to do a lot more and connect on many different levels and pop around from place to place. An exciting thought, we know. And Veronica, you're already there. We can feel you. That's your own person.
I'm just planning it right now.
Yes, exactly. That's what we said.
Why not?
All right. Now,
does that mean we don't need to die? Seriously?
Well, haven't you been promised that in this lifetime?
Yes, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
All right. We can't tell you everything, and we never will, because part of it is your own discovery. We don't tell the channel everything for that reason. You see how excited she gets when she learns something new. You'd think that she'd just given birth to the most beautiful child in the world or something.
Well, these new universes, those are beautiful children.
Yes, they are. And you see, these new ideas and concepts are so exciting, but also learning about them, as many of you are tonight, at least getting a cursory view, she certainly can give you all of it, and it's too detailed, and certainly for an hour you would be bored to tears, but at least her version. A picture is worth a thousand words, everyone, so do watch it if you can. These ideas and concepts are so expansive that it wasn't that long ago that if you heard about them or played with them or explored them, it would be too much for you to really be able to take in, for you to integrate. It could overwhelm you very easily. Now, we want you to think also about the fact, all right, that there may be people in your institutions, all right, who have had these experiences where they were seeing other dimensions and thought to be insane. If you think about that, all right?
I actually often think about that.
All right. Yes, you would, Veronica. Such a kind soul that you are. Now, how do you apply this to your lives? And we want you to understand that you can play with this all the time. The most exciting part here is every time you come up to something that could be frustrating, you get to make a choice right then. Right then, you get to make a choice for a different reality. Now, before, you made a choice, but you weren't sure if it was going to hit. How do I know this is going to work? Damn it, I'm going to be wrong again. And no. Now you understand that, yes, there is a reality where I get my wallet back, or my car did this, or my life, or my whatever the issue may be. I get that television program, you know, I get that, you know this one. You see? And you're a perfect example of this, Veronica, because you put it out for so long. What you wanted, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You put it out and put it out and put it out and finally aligned with it. Not only one, but two.
Three.
Oh, three now.
Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. Two tracks, two television tracks, yes.
Yes. You understand?
Yes.
All right. So this is the power of creation now. And again, we use Veronica as a perfect case in point. She was so determined that this is what she wanted to create, and she was clear about it. I want to be on television. I want to do a television show. I want to do a television show. This is my choice. This is my belief. This is my expectation. This is my, what do I need to clear out to get me there? And all she did was align with that possibility, which already exists. That version of her that already exists, she locked into it, honed into it. Now, for those of you that are looking for mates, right, you already have one somewhere out there. Now, that's an interesting possibility, isn't it? Or looking for what it is you're here to do. What am I here to do? The speech you want to make, the book you want to write, the healings you want to do, whatever it may be, already exists. All you have to do is follow the lines of energy to get there. Keep your intent, your purpose, your beliefs and attitudes and choices, decisions, thoughts and feelings, in line with it. We have someone that we work with, and she was very, very clear that she wanted to experience everything Earth had to offer, all of its beauty and juiciness, as she says. All right? Was that the word she used? All the exquisite things. And she has now created life where she's doing just that. Now, that kind of an intention, although it may seem to be fairly broad, open the door to an experience for her where her new life with her new mate has created an opportunity for her to experience everything. Because as she said, this is the last time she probably will be on Earth, and she wants to experience it all while she's here. Now, can it be that simple? Well, it doesn't mean that she didn't do a lot of homework. And a lot of healing, and a lot of, oh, she's done a lot of work with a lot of things. But the basic intention was there and never wavered. Because you see, every time you waver an intention, it veers off. So for many of you who can't get clear about what it is you want and wonder why nothing's showing up, it's because your signal's too weak. Remember that. Get that signal good and strong like Veronica's.
I'm just thinking, if it's our signal's that weak, are we creating weak worlds out there?
No, not necessarily. You're just not connecting with the world where it already exists.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That signal has to be good and strong to hone in. You understand?
Yes.
To hone in, to draw to you. And you to it. All right? These are exciting, exciting times, people. And the world as you have known it is changing beyond anything you can imagine. And there's more. And we're going to have a wonderful time watching you integrate and play and work with all of these new things. We would recommend, actually, that you get out your old What the Bleep Do We Know movie and watch it again. If you don't own one, we think you could probably watch it online. And down the rabbit hole. All right? Start playing with the wave and particle theories as the observer, how you change things. Start playing with these ideas. This is the time to really become aware now and very conscious of how powerful you are. You cannot play small any longer. Can you impact something like an oil spill? Yes. Can you work magic? Yes. Can you impact the financial markets? Yes. Can you impact war? Yes. Can you impact the choices made at the level of governments? Yes. Especially yours. Now, that's a lot of responsibility, and interestingly enough, people talk a lot about what they see as being wrong. But when you tell them that they can actually participate and take some responsibility for changing it, oh, no. They'd rather talk about what's wrong than take the responsibility to help it be right. That's a very interesting thing. The channel had an email. You may have gotten it as well, Veronica, about the financial markets from a dear person who was very involved in them and talked about working magic for the financial markets and stated how grateful she was that she knew how to do that. And the more that you know, people, the more impact you can have. This is a time where the more that you know, the more impact you can have. On every level and every dimension, and with every version of you. Pretty exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Veronica, you want to talk about your show?
Yes, I don't know who my guest is going to be on Paradigm Shifters next week, but it'll be exciting. That's at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And then Thursday, we've been talking about projections and resistances and how to release our identity. And as you talk about these multiple universes, I'm going, it's really important to do that, isn't it? The way we hold on to our identity. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'll probably continue with that.
Well, we know that you're always doing wonderful work, and the Paradigm Shifters, you always have very interesting guests.
And so I'm learning a lot.
Great information forward. Great information forward. Again, people, learn all you can. Learn all you can. This is a time now where everything is so exponential. Things are going to be coming in at so many different levels. As your DNA now is beginning to open up, being able to use more of the brain. And as you work with these ideas and principles, very important that you remember, you set off chemicals in the brain, and the brain will go to work to create what it is you choose. All right, I choose to connect with this reality. Now you can define it, all right? Not just I want or, you know, I have, but I want to align with this reality now and visualize yourself moving through the universe, connecting with that version of you or in your living room or in the yard or whatever that already has it. Visualize yourself finding that version of you that's already married or in love. Or prosperous, or healthy. All right. Or 50 pounds thinner. Or 20 pounds heavier, whatever the case may be. The possibilities are limitless. They're limited only by your own personal thought and nothing
three
more.
3 inches taller, maybe, hey?
Well, 3 inches, you're right. What we can That's a possibility.
Jackie'd probably try that one.
Oh, yes. She'd be the first in line. She'd look for one that was 5 inches taller if she could find it. Now, remember that all of these things are stimulating the brain and triggering RNA and DNA. Triggering RNA and DNA. Also setting up all kinds of chemicals in the body to change and transform. This is what all of this is designed to do at this timing on your planet. You've been wondering how your DNA was going to start opening. You are there. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You're there. This is the real beginning of the opening of your DNA. That's how significant all of this information is. Drink it in, everyone. A very exciting time. We ask all of you tonight, if you desire to call us in, we would be happy to work with you if you have a specific about, oh, I'd like to align tonight in the dream state with the version of me that has this. All right? And become part of it. Find that line, that direction to connect with that more fully. Know that we love you all so very much, everyone. Veronica, we love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you.
You keep being the inspiration that you are.
And you.
And to all of you, continue to be the inspiration that you are. It's what you came here to do. Until we speak with you again in this format, dear ones. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Are we off the air? No, we're not off the air.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Are you still here?
Huh?
Are you still here?
I'm still here. I think I am. I hope you had fun tonight, everyone. This to me is just one of the most exciting. All the information has just got me buzzing everywhere. So, keep play with it. Have fun with it. Be excited about it. Veronica, I love you. To everyone, we love you all. A piece of each and every one of you is in us, and a piece of us is in you. It can be no other way. We really are all one. Good night, everybody.
Love you, Jackie.
Love you.
Be in different universes.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
Good night, everyone.